You're listening to the Teach Better Talk podcast, featuring expert educators eager to share progressive tactics to reach more students. Teach Better Talk is created by teachers and fueled by passion. Let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 130 of Teach Better Talk. I'm Ray Hewart, and as always, I'm with my friendly, supportive, and collaborative friend, Jeff Gargas.
I know those weren't your words.
No, that was totally from Kelly Hastings that sent that over.
Oh, Kelly. I love Kelly.
I know. She thinks you're so friendly.
She is such an amazing administrator down in Texas. She is so awesome.
Isn't she cool?
Yeah, I really want to go back to Texas just to hang out with her. So,
well, I think we could probably book a flight. Do you want to head over that way?
Yeah, we should do that. I think I'm going to go book a flight. So, Kelly, I'm coming your way.
Wait, right this moment? Hold on. Right, we're in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah, no, like we're done. Kelly takes precedent. No, thanks, Kelly. That's awesome. Really appreciate the words. I actually saw her post that on Facebook in response to one of the things, which is fun. So
that is the one thing I don't like. If people don't DM me and they just respond to the post,
I see them.
And that's a problem.
But then I get to have nice nights here and there.
Okay, fine. So do you mind, Jeff, before we get into this awesome episode with, by the way, somebody I totally love and adore. I'm so excited for you guys to hear all from Lauren. And can you believe this is our first podcast episode?
I couldn't believe that, actually.
Like, she's a natural.
You won't believe it as you listen to it either. Like, no way.
Yeah, there's no way. But before all that, I think that we should highlight the last final details of our winter break live PD series before that starts up, like literally this weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Let's talk through that.
All right. So for those of you that don't know, I'm not going to give you the whole story because I'm sure if you're a listener of our podcast, you've heard the story before. But we have a private Facebook group. We wanted to make sure we were serving that community well. And that community very much said, hey, we love free professional development. How can we make that happen here? And so we have done a ton of things. One of the things that the group has really responded to is allowing us to schedule very targeted live professional development sessions where we talk shop about a hot topic in education. And so we did it over the summer, we did it in September, and now we're doing it again over winter break. And we're doing 4 or 5 sessions over winter break based on topics that our network has emphasized they really want to learn about. And so this is more than just like a question they might have. That would be a really good setting for maybe our bi-weekly family check-in series that we do every other Sunday. But this is specifically something that is a continuous conversation, something that we've thought about making online courses about, or maybe we already have made online courses about this at Teach Better Academy. And we just want to bring everyone together and make sure that we are, you know, answering the questions and having the right conversations. And to be honest, Jeff, I'm going to kind of spill the beans here. We originally started this idea and I kind of took it on as something of a little project I was going to do because I work full time in the classroom. So doing professional development on breaks or like in the evenings really works for my schedule versus Chad, who is literally traveling around the country seemingly 5 days a week. But we have an amazing, and I'm just going to brag on them a little bit, amazing group of teachers who are joining us during this PD series. It's not just going to be you or Chad or I. It's going to be Caitlin joining us, Becky's joining us, Megan's joining us. These are all classroom teachers actually around the country who are going to also be adding their insight in these topics, and that could not make me more stoked, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's super awesome. I'm really excited that we're doing that. Can we talk about some of the topics that we're going to cover?
Yeah, actually, do you mind? I know that our listeners want to get to the episode, but can I just tell you the topics, the times, and the dates?
Let's do that real quick. I think that's important.
Perfect. So the first one is problem solving, personalizing mastery learning. So that will be the first one that we'll have December 22nd at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. So if you're somebody passionate about personalized learning, mastery learning, and how to make those work together in a cohesive, consistent manner, that's a really easy one. I think the 22nd is a Sunday. Do you know that?
Yeah, it is. Who's leading that one?
That will be Chad and Caitlin, actually. So Chad
and Caitlin, that's going to be an awesome duo.
I know. Hello. They're going to be great. And actually, to be honest with you, Chad and Caitlin run those two ideas differently. And so I think that them kind of feeding off of each other in this video is going to provide a like a really strong kind of full circle idea of these two concepts. The next one is talking about being proactive versus reactive in our strategies in our classroom. So a lot of it's going to be about what you can do as a teacher that kind of gets you, you know, two birds with one stone, but then also how you can be forward thinking versus being reactive to the things that might come your way. That will be hosted by myself and Caitlin, actually. So I'm excited to have her give her insight on that on December 27th at 8 a.m. Central Time, I should say 9 a.m. Eastern. I always think in Central Time.
That's all right.
I appreciate you forgiving me for that. You're in weirdo Ohio. All right. Next one is kicking off the new year right. So there's going to be some really fun topics shared there. That will be December 30th at 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. I get to host that with Becky, who's an amazing educator outside of New Jersey. And last but not least, at least the one that I'm going to share tonight, we might have a secret bonus one, but I'm not spilling the beans on that right now. But that one will be Student Engagement 101 on January 3rd at 8 a.m. Central Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. And I am so excited to have Megan a part of that with me. We are going to have some great conversation around student engagement.
That's Megan Deegan, the superstar up in the Chicago area.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Yes. And she actually, I won't spoil this, but she's like designing something cool for the Teach Better team that will be released in 2020.
Yeah, she's doing some really cool stuff. So that is a super cool lineup. I would love to say that I was aware of all that, but I'm not sure I had paid enough attention internally. So now I'm super pumped up. So that's really
Aren't
cool.
You?
I am. So that's awesome. So speaking of awesome, let's talk about this episode. This truly was awesome. You mentioned earlier, really hard to believe that this was Lauren's first podcast. She certainly delivered some awesome value. So Lauren Vaklevic is a 15-year veteran teacher, 10 years as a high school English teacher, and now she's in her fifth year of coaching, 4 years at the secondary level and then 1 year at the elementary level as well. She also works with other districts and other schools, assisting them in different types of consultant work. And also, and I love it, she talks about helping them to create a culture of coaching, which I then ask her and she dives into for us of what that means. I thought it was super cool. She really got deep with us, tells a story about getting out of a low point and regaining that love and passion for education. And she talks about being part of something bigger. And just sort of the things that she's doing in her with her teachers and why she loves what she does. Just a fantastic episode. I didn't know that the two of you were connected prior to, so you spoke very highly of her when you realized that she was next up, and she absolutely did not disappoint. Ray, anything you want people to listen for specifically as we're going through this episode with Lauren?
You know, just specifically, I want to highlight that Lauren is an amazing educator doing really great things, and she is continuously building her network. So go connect with her on your favorite social media platform. She has a lot to share.
And with that, let's get into episode 130 with Lauren Vaklevic. Hey, what's up? It's Jeff. Don't worry, we're going to get right back to the episode, but I really want to check out and make sure that you are connected with us on social media. Ray and I and the entire Teach Better team want to connect with you. We want to hear your stories. We want to be a part of your journey. We want to be there to support you in any way we can, and we want to learn and grow with you. So please connect with us. Everything we have is at Teach Better Team. And then, of course, make sure you connect with me at Jeff Gargas and Ray at Ray Hewart. Let's get back to the episode. All right, we're here. We are chatting with Lauren Vaklevic. And Lauren, super excited to have you on. I did not know prior to connecting that you and Ray have been connected and sort of knew each other and you met. And Ray was just been talking the world about you. She was all excited to have you on. So, like, you've got your reputation precedes you here. And then I found out that this is your first podcast ever, which is awesome. I'm so honored that we're part of that. Super excited to dive into your story and learn more about you. But first and foremost, how are you feeling right now?
You know, surviving, doing the mom thing in the middle of flu season. So there's that. But still loving life and moving forward.
Which, by the way, I mean, thanks for, we were talking about that, like, you had kids up all through the night and stuff like that and dealing with it, and I understand that, and I feel for you, and can't believe you still came on with us, so thank you for that. That's awesome.
Absolutely. And Lauren, I vividly remember standing with you this summer and being like, you need to come on the Teach Bear Talk podcast. I'm having a little bit of like a choked up moment that it's actually happening here. I'm so excited.
I am too. I think tried to schedule another time, but you know, life happened. And so I'm excited to finally get on here, and I can't believe it's already December. So that was this summer, and now we're already into winter.
I know, but it just means that good things are happening really fast. That's all that means.
Yes.
So Lauren, I want to make sure our listeners can learn all about you. So I'm going to kind of start our question off asking you to describe yourself and all that you do. And I know this is a lot because you do a lot in education. You have a fabulous family, but for somebody who doesn't know you, how would you describe all that you do?
Yeah, so I am an instructional coach for Caneland High School, which is in Maple Park, Illinois. This is my third year actually with Caneland, and I work at the high school, but last year I was actually in the primary realm for my first experience with primary ever. And in addition to that, I also consult with some other districts who are looking to bring coaching in to create that culture of coaching. And I've also been working with another district who's looking at some proficiency work and figuring out how to start getting everyone on that same page when it comes to proficiency.
All right, you sparked my interest with the phrase culture of coaching. I want to dive into that. So what is that? When you think culture of coaching, what does that look like? What does that sound like? What is that?
Yeah, I think that it's really difficult to let people into our classrooms. And you guys have a fantastic community that you run online, and people are able to talk and experience those sort of things. But with coaching, it's sometimes met with some opposition, right? A teacher allowing you to come in, they don't want to be seen as someone who needs help, but instead being able to accelerate and utilize a coach in order to accelerate in that way. And so it takes the right type of culture and relationships in order to see that build and grow. It really is a teacher's position. And I think that that is something that is critical to sort of set up within a school as coaches are coming in.
Very cool. I love that. And I think that's really important. I think teachers, you know, we have a very high bar set for teachers, high expectations. And I think that leads to some of that pride and that needing to try and look like we always know what we're doing. And I love that it's something that you're trying to create that culture where it's okay to let someone in. It's okay to accept that advice. It's okay to continue growing every day. So that's awesome. So we talk about failure a lot on this podcast. I talk about how I've been fortunate enough to fail a lot, even though I might not have enjoyed it at the time. Be able to look back and see how it's just molded me into the person that I am today. So I like to discuss that. So can you share a story with us about a failure that you've had? Kind of take us there with you. What happened? How did it make you feel? How did you overcome that? And then what did you take away from that experience?
Yeah, I actually have sort of a deep failure where it was connected a lot to my personal life. And so I spent 10 years as an English teacher before moving into the realm of coaching. And during that time, when my husband and I decided to start a family, I ended up hitting a pretty low. It's not the time that you would anticipate, but we went through three different losses, and I felt myself slip from a teacher who was trying to make connections with her students and always wanted to bring those outer activities inside the classroom and connect the material and really build those things to someone who is just trying to show up every day. I look back at like the 2 years that I was in the classroom and the worksheets that I handed out just to sustain the day, to keep the time filled. And my heart aches for that setup that I had, but it is also one of the things that I think drives me in my coaching, because I feel like from that low, I was able to get out of it and regain that passion and that love for education. And just looking back and thinking, man, it would have been really helpful if I had someone to help me out during that time as things started slipping, to help me figure out new structures and engage with my students in a different way. It would have been difficult no matter what. But I felt like I had let them down. And so it was just one more layer to that. And I will say that being through it, I'm a different person than I was at that point. And when you come out of it, it really does give you that what's important in life. And I learned to lean on other people and allow them to help me, and then also find a way to really listen. Because as you go through losses, you hear that people don't want advice. They want just to be heard sometimes. And I think that that's a critical aspect in coaching.
Oh, I love that. That's I appreciate you going kind of deep with us on there. That's great. So let's flip it now the other way though. Let's talk about a successful moment. This could be something big, something small, but tell us what happened. Why was it a success for you? And then what'd you take away from that?
Yeah. So honestly, I feel like every day is a success. I love my job. I love my life. I'm in a good spot. And every day I get to see these like mini progressions forward. And as you see people grow and change and you feel like you're part of something and part of something bigger, that is huge. So Caneland right now is moving towards standards-based grading, so standards-based learning in our high school. And that is a huge transition for an entire high school building to take on. And there's a lot of growing pains during that. And I watch these teachers get into these in-depth conversations, and there's emotions and there's rawness, and they're willing to expose that out in order to find out what's going to be best for these kids at the end of the day and focus on the learning. So those are huge successes every day that I get to be a part of and engage in. And so that is awesome. I also have a group of teachers that I am super proud of that this past year put in to present at the convening for personalized learning over some of the work that we did when they started to recognize that there was some discrepancies in their understanding on their standards. We worked to create a system for them to really get on the same page. So identified their standards, really dug into what those standards meant. And then we looked at creating sort of a rubric that they would use from it. And then they created and ran norming activities about once a week with a group of classroom teachers and interventionists in order to build their understanding. And so they went through this whole process. I was able to bow out of it, which is the nicest thing as a coach, is like being able to be there in the beginning where it originates and then stepping out and still seeing it run like a well-oiled machine. And for them to go and present on it and feel that confident was a huge success for me too.
You know, Lauren, something I love about your answers thus far and even just connecting with you earlier this summer at a conference is your ability to be reflective and like just like being such a coach, but also a cheerleader for teachers. Like that, those moments of celebration are so important. And I love, whether it be here or, I mean, truly, even we were chatting for hours, it seemed like, at that conference, there's so, all of your stories, all of your celebrations, all of your passion really seems to be fueled by like supporting teachers in their growth. And I think that that is so admirable in somebody that is in that coaching role or even coaching the coaches, right? Because we want to make sure that teachers feel supported and feel celebrated even for the smallest of gains.
Well, I think reflection is huge. And I think it's something that I didn't do enough of when I was younger. And yet, as you grow older and you start thinking about things and you're like, that's where I make my biggest gains. That's where I figure out how to have a better conversation the next time around, or where I am able to like enjoy the failure and find a way to thrive so that I can be better the next time around. And so I think that that's a huge part of who we need to be as educators. And then also being able to impart that on students. We do a lot with personalized learning. And that first element in personalized learning is getting students to be deep in their reflections so that they can understand themselves as learners, so then they can learn to advocate for themselves. And so I think that that is just, in education, it needs to be a focus at this point.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, when you talk about all these pieces, you know, you reflected and told a beautiful story about just needing to make sure that you were intentional in classrooms and doing what's right for your students, showing up the right way for them. What's keeping you excited like right now? Like 2019, you're doing amazing work. What's really fueling your fire and keeping you excited about all that you're doing?
I love that we are focusing on learning and learning for all students. That kids are not just cogs in a wheel to push through. I think we're truly trying to figure out ways to connect to all of our learners, and that's huge. Change is difficult and hard, and yet teachers are putting in this time, and I get to be there on the front lines watching it happen and being able to help facilitate that, and that's huge. I just can't tell you how much the transformation will happen. The idea of personalized learning and getting students to be reflective and understand their learning and have conversations over that versus how many points that they're getting, that's a huge conversation right now at our school, and how that language changes in order to make sure that these kids are ready for a different future. And I don't know what their future is going to hold. They don't know what it's going to hold. I know I've had to reinvent myself. I've stayed in the world of education, but there's been that reinvention that's going to occur. And I've always said I want to keep as many doors open for my students as possible. And I think that that is the way that the education system is going, is to open as many doors as possible for as many kids as possible.
Oh, I love that. So that leads really easily into question five, which is always about advice. You know, you do a lot of coaching and you do amazing work in the classroom when you're just facilitating teachers, having those reflective opportunities and reaching more for their students. What type of advice would you give, you know, whether it be, I don't know, like a new teacher or a veteran teacher, whoever it ends up being, like what advice do educators need to work, you know, in the future of education where coaching is acceptable and personalized learning is a norm? And, you know, what type of advice would you offer a teacher that wants to get there?
I think that it's intense, because when you look at it from the big picture, right, it becomes really overwhelming. And it's one of the things that I love the big picture, but I love being able to go back and chunk it down. And so a lot of what I talk about with teachers is, what are the things we can control and what are the things we can't control? And we can control those things within our four walls. And so if you let people in and let them help you, you have the ability to go further, faster, and be sort of supported instead of having to take a burden on by yourself or the extra weight on your shoulder. It also relates that discourse that it's hugely important for teachers to have and for students to have in order for us to learn. Just because we're adults doesn't mean that we only learn independently. In fact, I think having conversations like conversations with you this summer are a huge way that I can see things from a different perspective, or hear about the grid method, or, you know, see all these different things that this world just opens up, and it all happens in that way. And so I think that is one of the huge things, is think about the day in, day out. And then also keep that vision of why are you doing it at all times is one of the things that I try to continue with. Right at the beginning of coaching cycles, I like to have teachers tell me, what does it look like in your classroom when we hit that goal, right? Like, what is the visual difference? Like, what am I going to feel or see when I walk in your classroom when this is hit? And then that's what we go back to, and that's what we focus our feedback on, and that's what we look at is, yeah, this activity definitely bombed because of X, Y, and Z, but we were able to create this vision of what we wanted, so it's worth taking another shot at it in a different direction versus giving up on it altogether.
I love that. I love the looking at that picture and kind of backward. You're basically, I mean, it's backwards design. You're looking and saying, okay, yeah, what are we trying to get to and how do we get there? Let's make sure we're aware of the big picture, but that we're also focusing on the day-to-day and going through and having that why continuously in the back. That's awesome. All right, let's have some fun, Lauren. What we're going to do next is the next six questions I'm going to throw at you. Your goal is to answer each one in 15 seconds or less. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, what is one ed tech tool you cannot live without?
Love me some Mentimeter.
Give us a book you're reading right now.
So I just finished Relentless, and I listened to it, and it's by Hamish Brewer, which is fun to listen to because he has an accent. And then I'm also looking right now at Peer Power, which is all about feedback.
Loving it. And who do we need to follow on Twitter or Instagram today?
So I'm going to have a shout out to Brian Faulkner, who is at BrianFaulkner44. He is actually the principal at our middle school, and he is fantastic. He's a fantastic person to follow. If you're a coach, Jim Knight is key. So he's Jim Knight 99, and he's the guru of coaches for sure. And then I'm also going to throw out their Teach Boost. They do a fantastic newsletter where they compile a bunch of coaching articles and put it all together for coaches to stay up to date and current.
What's a good YouTube channel or website for educators?
So I'm going to switch that one on you and ask about an app, which I just got added to, called Fishbowl. And I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but it's a chat forum almost for educators. And I just jumped on it and it seems incredibly active, and teachers are from all over. You can post with your name or anonymously the questions that you have. People are willing to jump on and communicate back with you. And so that was pretty awesome.
Very cool. Give us a daily, weekly, or monthly routine every teacher should get into.
I am big into self-care. I wake up pretty early. I'm up at like 4:15 in the morning to go get myself a workout before the day to start my mind and my body in the right place. So I think that's key, is you're doing something to refresh yourself too.
And give us the best piece of advice you've ever received.
Nothing is important if everything is important.
Ooh, I like that one.
Nailed it.
Man, nothing is important if everything is important. Prioritizing. I like that.
It's huge. It's so hard to do and figure out where are really those most important things in life and stick with those. And so a lot of times we feel like as you enter your day, everything is so important for that day. But if you step back, it might not be, right? It's really, did you continue that relationship? Did you spend some time with your kids? Did you, you know, like those are the things that I feel like are most critical. So find that most critical thing, focus on it, and get that done.
Well, Lauren, I have been so fortunate to connect with you. I'm currently downloading Fishbowl, this professional networking thing. I have never heard of it, and I'm doing it on my phone right now. And I want to make sure our listeners can connect with you too. I know that you are all over on a lot of social media sites, but let us know, how can we stay connected to you, your network, all your insight, and kind of all the goodies that you continue to share out with coaches?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter, and my handle is at Mrs. Vaclavic. I'm going to go ahead and spell that for you, though. It's MrsVaclavic. And so I'm on there. And then I also just started on Instagram. So I think I have a whole total of like 5 posts on there so far and only about 40 friends. So if you are on Instagram, hit me up. I'd love to follow and build my learning network there. But I am at Coach Vaclavic, so it's CoachVaclavic. And then I also have a website, which is laurenvaclavic.com.
And you know, you can find all the links and all the resources and everything we've mentioned in this episode over at teachbetter.com, as well as those important links for connecting with Lauren and helping her build her Instagram network and keeping the conversation going with her. So make sure you head over and get the show notes over at teachbetter.com for all of that. Be sure to hit subscribe so we don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. And if you can give us a rating and review, we'd really appreciate that as well. And let's keep taking it one step further. Think of just 3 of your colleagues who need to hear these amazing stories and share this podcast with them. Lauren, I don't think anyone is going to believe that this was your first podcast ever, because you did an amazing job. So much value here. I'm super excited for people to hear it. Really, really appreciate you coming on, sharing your story, getting real with us, and having a little bit of fun as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me. You guys are super easy to talk to. You made it painless.
I can never imagine me interacting with Ray and it being painless. So that's amazing.
Oh,
all right. And with that, until next time, let's get out there and let's teach better.